Wherever you are, God is doing something amazing right here. 188 hours.
Yes, and it has been such an amazing time in the presence of God. And you know, every single time we get together, and I know for those of you who get to watch this continuously, and even if you go away and come back and go away and come back, the message has not changed. Jesus Christ is still Lord, and freedom is still there for you, and His abundant life is here for you to enjoy. Not one day when you get to heaven, but right now on earth. You are here because He loves you and He wants you to live in the fullness that He has for you. And every single session that we have had has moved us closer to walking in victory with Him while we are here on earth. And this is why I was so touched before we even began this session. A friend of mine and we were looking in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and something hit my spirit so hard, and I want this to be what you remember as you continue this journey of victory with us. And that is this. In verse 15, it says of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "And He died for all." Why? "So that all those who live might live no longer to and for themselves, but to and for Him who died and was raised again for their sake." That is why we do what we do. That is why we go through all the process of laying ourselves down to take everything that Jesus did for us and appropriate it in our lives. That is why we embrace the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. That is why we receive the joy that wells up on the inside of us just from knowing Him. That is why we choose to, on purpose, spend time in His Word and spend time in His presence. Why? So that we no longer live for ourselves. We no longer live to please the flesh, but we live for Him because He gave up everything that we could live the fullness of life in Him. And my prayer is this, that you would meet the person of Jesus Christ, to know Him, not only in His death, but in His resurrection. And that the life that He is becomes your breath. That you realize you are nothing without Him. And your only purpose is Him. That is my heart's desire. And if this world can be touched with that purpose, to know this is not about ourselves. This is not about our ministries. This is not about our kingdoms. This is about His kingdom. We live to represent Jesus Christ in His fullness and His unconditional love, against which nothing can withstand. Father, I thank You right now for Your presence. I thank You, Holy Spirit, that You make the person of Jesus more real to us than anything around us. I thank You that right now You meet the heart of every person who is searching for You. And Your Word says that when we put our trust in You, we will never be ashamed for doing so. And we make a declaration that this is the day that our hearts are turned towards You, and that we will know You in Your fullness by the power of Your Holy Spirit. And that no matter what people are facing, no matter what is coming against them, no matter how their souls have been wounded, no matter how our bodies may be plagued, we find our healing, we found our fullness, we found our victory, and we found our purpose in the freedom that You have for us this day. And for those, Lord, that feel that they don't even have the strength to reach out in faith, by Your faith, I thank You, God, that you would supernaturally reach into their hearts and pull on their faith and make it come alive so they can receive the fullness that you have for them right now in Jesus' name. I want everybody in this auditorium, just lift your hands right now. Lift up your hands. Those of you at home, I want you to reach out to your TV screen right now. You know how much you need Him. You know that there is nothing else on this earth that can fill that void that's on the inside of you. Only Jesus can do that. And whatever you are suffering from right now, in the name that is above every other name, I declare you are healed. I declare you are free. I declare He is your everything right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed, be free, be whole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's glorify Him. Let's give Him a praise. He is good. He is good. Say to the person next to you, He is